BSO or TAHBSO?
The fallopian tubes are at risk, so we want to remove the fallopian tubes as well as the ovaries. There is a small portion of the fallopian tube that's embedded in the uterine wall. So theoretically, you could have some risk related to that. We also know, though, that removing the uterus sort of increases the level of complexity. What we can do is a laparoscopically assisted vaginal hysterectomy and a bilateral sympinga oophorectomy. That can be done. What we tend to encourage our patients is, you know, if somebody said, gee, you might need to have a hysterectomy because you have fibroids or because you have prolapse or because you have some bladder incontinence and you know you might need to have surgery for that. This is a situation where you don't want people to have to undergo anesthesia more than once, so maybe you should think about adding it in. But from a purely prophylactic standpoint, you don't need to remove the uterus. I will also say, though, that for some of these women maybe who are on tamoxifen for breast cancer prevention and they're thinking about the uterine side effects from tamoxifen, that might also be something that would tip them to think about removing the uterus as well. But for pure prevention, there's probably not a reason that the uterus has to be removed.
What's the risk for primary peritoneal carcinoma in these patients, and is there a way to screen for it?
Primary peritoneal carcinoma, for all intents and purposes, looks under the microscope just like papillary serous ovarian cancer. You know, if you think about the surface of the ovary, the epithelial surface, it's really in continuity with the peritoneum, and embryologically, they have the same cells of origin. We think that cancer develops in the epithelium of the ovary because of the irritant focus of ovulation and the healing process and all of that. But that there's no reason why the peritoneum can't also give rise to cancer, and it does. And probably about 10% of what we call ovarian cancer is primary peritoneal cancer. And for example, the gynecologic oncology group lets us treat those patients just like in all ovarian cancer trials. We know that there's a risk of primary peritoneal cancer developing after the ovaries are removed, but if you sort of say a woman with a BRCA1 mutation has a 40% lifetime risk of ovarian cancer, we remove her ovaries. If 10% of ovarian cancer is peritoneal cancer, you're now down to a 4% risk. So you probably have reduced the risk pretty significantly. But certainly we know, and some of the early studies before we could test for BRCA mutations, you know, some of the PIVER studies, they clearly documented that people could develop primary peritoneal cancer. And so when we talk to people about the efficacy of prophylactic oophorectomy, we never say it's 100% preventative because it's not.
And again, in terms of screening, what you were saying before in terms of ovary, just the markers or whatever they're worth.
Yeah, and probably imaging not indicated in that situation, probably just be the CA125. There was a screening study that the gynecologic oncology group was doing, and people could choose screening or prophylaxis, and they're doing CA125 screening after prophylactic surgery in that group of women. And I don't know how many patients actually ended up on that arm, but we may have some data in those patients down the line.